feel like storytellers are like, they're kind of like shamans in a way. And that your job as a storyteller is to kind of create a circle of connection that might as well be thousands of years ago around a campfire, in some sense. Like, your job is to induce a kind of dream state between people, which is, I think, where the stories live. The good stories are in a kind of collective dream state. I do feel like, in some sense, we're doing something that's very old. It's ancient. The simple act, like, I could describe something to you, you know? Like, when I walked up the stairs to come into the studio, you know, the sun was out, and the sun had this weird kind of peachy white hue that was kind of like the color of a fox's belly or something. Like, you maybe just imagine something, right? Well, think of what just happened there. Like, in a sense, I'm painting something, but I'm not holding the paintbrush. You are. So it's this deep act of co-authorship. And in that is some potential for empathy, I think. That somehow we're doing it together. Because we have to fill this gap of picturelessness together, we have to somehow be connected.
Some people think that music was there before speech, and so the original function of music was a kind of emotional communication system. Music used to be proto-speech.
And I'm not sure it has a function other than the fact that it is inevitable and it just comes out of us.
We would just not be who we are unless we had music. So it makes us who we are.